In just a few weeks, most of the country will shift back to daylight saving time. We'll all lose an hour of sleep, but gain an extra hour of light in the evening. That will not happen in Russia, because President Dmitry Medvedev abolished the time shift last fall. From Moscow, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the time controversy has become a political football in Russia's presidential election.
Medvedev's decree means that it doesn't get light in Moscow now until around 9 a.m. In early January, it was dark until 10 in the morning. Many people didn't like that, especially parents who had to deliver their kids to school in the dark. This is Lyubov Buratseva, a nanny who has three children to get to school.
It was hard to get up to go to kindergarten. It was hard. Why would we get up when it's still dark and everyone should be sleeping?
It's not just a question of waking the kids up. Many parents worry about the dangers of getting their kids to school in the dark. So, this being an election season in Russia, candidates are promising to change things back. Billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov announced that, if elected, he will return the country to normal astronomical time. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, considered the all-but-certain victor in the presidential race, also weighed in. He is, after all, a member of the current administration. But like political candidates in the U.S., he can't resist running as an outsider. He said he didn't make the decision to change the time system. He promised to consult experts and said if most people want to return to the previous system, he'll make the change. There's actually a lot of disagreement about how clocks should be set in a modern industrialized country. Andrei Panin is an associate professor of geography at Moscow State University. He says most people just plain don't like resetting their clocks twice a year, so Medvedev's decision was probably the best overall.
It has a disadvantage that in winter we will have dark mornings. But it's what we have to pay if we don't want to shift clocks and if we want to have all the daylight which is given by nature to us.
The advantage, he says, is that people get more light in the evening, which encourages them to spend more of their leisure time outdoors. That, of course, is assuming that people are up for going jogging when it's 4 below 0. Alexei Skopin is the head of the Department of Economic Geography at Moscow's Higher School of Economics. He's against changing clocks at all because, he says, a northern country such as Russia uses all the daylight it gets in winter and has more daylight than it can use in summer. Although he admits that research on the subject is scarce, Skopin says there is evidence that people's productivity falls sharply in the week or so after a time change. Since Vladimir Putin has promised to revisit the issue, it's very likely that Russians will set their clocks back, perhaps another sign of an early sunset on President Medvedev's political career. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.